నమో మహాపతన్నాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణాయ
A little bit.
Somehow, let's see if I'm qualified to do a good example, like I said, specifically for my own purification. So, the glories of Mahaprabhu who can understand, and maybe one who has followed all of Mahaprabhu's orders, who has sincerely dedicated himself to trying to follow his examples, the examples of all his predecessors, and of all his disciples and followers. He can truly understand Mahaprabhu's teachings, why he has come. For someone who has no sincerity and hasn't tried to follow all those things, taking it to his heart, really what can he say? So I feel very unqualified, and really I can't speak anything on this matter. But something that I've heard, I'll try to speak and at the same time pray that those things will come into my heart, and I can follow them as well. So, Mahaprabhu's reason for coming into this, adventuring into this world, to believe that I have to speak on. There's many reasons for Mahaprabhu coming. We hear in the Bhagavad Gita the reasons for Krishna's descent. These are all secondary reasons to come into this world in order to purify this world from very sinful persons, demoniac persons, and to protect us out of. This is the reason for Krishna's advent. So Mahaprabhu's reason for advent, his advent is much higher than this, to fulfill a much greater purpose than this. Therefore it said, Anarkita Shirim Charakuru Nalaya Shirim Nartalo Samarkaritum Unata Ujvalasam Svabhaktishya. Mahaprabhu has come into this world, he has seen that so many other avatars before this have come. Lord Ramachandra came, and he showed Marjada Purushottam. He showed what is the proper etiquette for all human beings and set an example came into this world. So we see what happened at the end of Ramachandra's Leela. One washerman in the kingdom of Ayodhya, he saw that Ram, he's taken Sita back from Lanka, from Ravana. Actually, Sita, he was under some false impression that she was impure, therefore he began to criticize Lord Ramachandra. So even after doing all this work, there's still people criticizing Lord Ramachandra. And also Krishna, Bhagavan, Lila Purushottam, Krishna has also come into this world. Anugrahaya Bhaktana Manushan Dehama Sita. He has come into this world to perform Leelas in such a wonderful fashion. Anyone who sees him will become absorbed in these leelas. Anyone who hears him will become absorbed in these leelas. But still, we see even after Krishna's pastime, there are still people who are saying, Krishna, he came into this world, he associated with the gopis who weren't his wives, this is a requisite connection, and people begin to blaspheme in this way, and they begin to incur many sinful reactions. So, Bhagavan again, he says, there's another reason for my descent. I have to show the leelas of Krishna from Krishna. What is his supremacy? That love between the gopis and Radha and Krishna is so much higher than the material lust in this world. That love is so paramount. So for this reason he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only to show the world what the love of the gopis, what the love of Radharani is, but also to as much as he can to give that love to all the devotees. But actually, this is the only way that we can be liberated from this. And never again. So they said in Shastra, Achaitanyamitam Vishvamja Achaitanyam Ishvaram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in this world, it's called Achaitanya Vishvam. That means this world is completely devoid of consciousness. And he has come, his name is Krishna Chaitanya. That means the giver of Krishna consciousness. So someone can ask, how will he say this world is devoid of consciousness? We see so many living entities, so many jivas. So actually, the condition of these jivas, we can also read in the Dharma, their consciousness is somewhat covered to different extents. So we can say, oh, I'm very conscious, all these living entities are conscious. Their consciousness is covered to such an extent that they're almost like unconscious beings. That means they are completely illusions that think that something is real is actually false, and that which is false is real. So Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya has come to give his fallen souls who have no sense of direction, consciousness. That's why his name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. What is his consciousness? Svabhakti Sriyam. He has given his own love, he has come in the mood of Radharani, and taking the fallen sentiments of Srimati Radharani, he has come to as much as possible to give to all the jivas this love of Radharani in the form of Ravanuja Ragatika Bhakti. So although he has come, I won't get into the details, to experience the three perfume reasons, to experience the vow, the happiness of Srimati Radharani. I won't go into this, I'm not so qualified, taking up that much time already, but I pray to Shukla Gurudev, to all these humble Vaishnavas, that the real reason for Mahaprabhu coming, his real glory is to be manifest in my heart, and I can follow them very sincerely under his guidance.
Many pastimes of all his devotees here. But And still, he could not understand the love that Sri Kanyavanika had for him. What she felt for him, the beauty that she sees for him, that he could not understand. He was wanting so much to understand why it is that she seems to have experienced so much more love and affection in his association than he feels for her. And he is a supreme enjoyer. How is it that she experiences so much more greater than him himself? He wants to understand what is that that she takes. And he wanted to come into this world to experience that. But when would he come? He was thinking, I could come any time. Usually the yoga avatar comes at the end of the age. But because of the prayers of the Acharya, shaking the throne of Krishna and Vaikuntha, he thought, well, I better go now, because he's praying so ferociously, begging, just shaking his throne. So he came at the beginning of Kalipa instead of at the end of the age when the yoga avatars generally come. And the fourth reason, which is so important, which is the reason why we are in this line, is because Srila Mahaprabhu came to give the service to that beautiful love that Srila Mahaprabhu, for Sri Krishna, to give the service to that love to all the conditioned souls of this world who would come. He is so merciful. He is known as Madhika Pavan. Actually, Srila Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and the Vaishnavas, they are eagerly searching out the most fallen soul, looking, someone like myself, otherwise how could I be here, looking for the most fallen persons, and to show and demonstrate his glory, of how merciful he is, how great, and how beautiful is that love and affection in the spiritual realm. I'm really not a qualified person at all. My Guru Dev's mercy, I didn't hear about this. Feel actually very embarrassed, but somehow by Gurudev's mercy and the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, we may be able to invite these things or take them into our heart, and one day live up to the expectations of Srila Gurudev and what Mahaprabhu has come to give all of us, all of these precious souls in this room.
Shyamchandra Krishna Chandra, the devil agreed to chase the Prem Ras Niryas. What is that Prem Ras Niryas? It is described Shri Radha Pranay Mahima, the glories of Radha Rani's Pranay or her love. Bhagwan Shyamchandra Sarup Shakti ఇద్దరి గురించి, రాధారాణి అండ్ రాధారాణి హౌస్ మహాభావ ది ఎంబాడీమెంట్ ఆఫ్ మహాభావ్. She is the personification of Mahabhava, embodiment of Mahabhava. And Mahabhava Swarup, she is Radhe Radha Rani. In her, deep inside her heart, the prem that she has towards Krishna, Sri Krishna Chandra is also not able to experience that. Krishna Chandra also is becoming astonished in some places, seeing the depth of her emotions towards him. Krishna developed a greed in his heart that how can I be, how will I be able to aid these emotions, this deep love that she has in her heart? I have, what kind of sweetness I have, which Radharani is tasting, and she is becoming so blissful, so ecstatic. What is this sweetness, Madhurya? My Rupa Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Ila Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, tasting all these things, what kind of bliss is she experiencing? That's why, because he wanted to taste these things, he took on the complexion and mood of Srimati Radharani and he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To taste somebody's emotions who is very dear to him, this desire, this greed entered his heart. Swarup Dhamal wrote this, what words were he speaking? Sachinand Gaur Hari, he appeared in the form of Sachinand Gaur Hari. Krishna came along with his associates on this planet. Krishna, adopting Gaur Varna means in fair complexion, Srivas Pandit, Raya Namanan, etc., in their association, in the association of his associates, around 520 years ago, he came, non different from Vrindavan, he appeared in Navadvip Dham, and by the performance of his activities, he showed the Ragmarg, path of Ragmarg. Many Acharyas had come before him, Madhava Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka Acharya, but all these Acharyas still, they had not touched the glories of Srimati Radharani. Only when Mahaprabhu came, he alone, he preached Ragmarg on this planet. Our Vaishnavas, we see in our path of our Vaishnava Sampradaya that Radhar Mahima Premirasa Seema, Mahaprabhuji, if he would not have come, then what this Braj Bhumi is, what is the glories of this Braj Bhumi? And this astonishing Prem Madhuri, the sweetness of the love between Radha and divine couple, nobody would have been able to understand. Srila Prabhudana Saraswati Pad, he also, in Chaitanya Charitamrit, he's speaking. He's been quoted that Sriman Mahaprabhu, these words are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Only one and Mahaprabhu, only he, by the mercy, he has discovered the Braj Bhakti, sweetness of Braj Prem, and performing his pastimes with his associates. This is the most biggest contribution of Mahaprabhu to this planet. I'm sorry, I can't speak any longer. I'm very embarrassed. I pray at the Lord's feet of Gurudev that may he manifest some of these moods in my heart. All these devotee speakers, in brief, they have told that Mahaprabhu himself is Krishna, is not different from Sri Krishna. To fulfill his three desires, he appeared taking Radharani's bhav and complexion. He appeared as Sachirandan on this planet. Especially, Brahmachari told that Rasik Shekhar Shri Krishna Madha Maharaj completing the fire. He will taste himself the Radharani's moods, emotions, and first of all, in the world, he himself and Rupa Goswami, he will inspire and he will preach Ragmar. How? Ragmar, Ragatmik Jan, Yashodananda Baba, Subal Sridham, Gopis, how to achieve these moods? That Ragmar he has, he himself followed, and through Rupa Goswami he inspired in him, and through him in Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, other scriptures, through them he preached all over the world on these moods. Regarding this, there are so many things to be spoken, but their teachings main are three shlokas. Teachings are two, in three shlokas. First, this shlok. Krishna, Brajananda, Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Radha Kant, Radha Nath. Krishna is our worshipable. And the way Krishna is worshipable, this Vrindavan is also similarly worshipable. Vrindavan is also similar, worshipable, honorable for us. And all the types of worships that there are of Krishna, the worship of the gopis is the highest amongst all the. Srimad Bhagavatam is the evidence for this. Evidence of this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reason of advent. And second, his lesson. Second, he is speaking. Chanting Krishna's names, you should meditate by mind. And his pastimes, you should meditate. Stay in Vrindavan. Cannot stay in Vrindavan, then wherever you live, you should attach your minds to Vrindavan, that I am residing in Vrindavan, and under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, this bhav should be achieved. The Anuragi Bhakt of Mahaprabhu in their disciplic succession, under their guidance, we perform our bhajan. Like this, you should spend all your time. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one Dashmul Shlok of this shlok. Thank you. Shrimati Narottama Thakur has written this shlok by Ras Vichar, the first two, and this is according to Tattva Vichar. All the shastras, also Quran, and amongst them Srimad Bhagavatam is the Nirmal, the supreme pure evidence. What they say, the nine types of limbs, that this is proved by this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is Paratattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram, etc., they are incarnations, partial, somebody is partial incarnation, some expansion, some, but Krishna is Bhagavan himself. Neel, Akhil, Asamra, Sindhu. All others are all potencies. With Tatasa Shakti, the marginal potency, Sarup Shakti, the internal potency, from marginal potency, the Jeev appear some condition, some liberated. The conditioned souls are suffering in this world, but under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, again they achieve Krishna's seva and they become liberated. And second, who are liberated, they are eternally. Somebody in Vaikunth, somebody higher than those planets, in Ram's planet, or in Mathura or Dwaraka, or somebody in Vrindavan. This, they are performing these services. See, like this, they are serving. And Vedavet Prakash, this Jeev is also appeared from him. And this world is also from his Maya Shakti. That's why from Krishna, they are different. This world and Jivas are not Brahm, but without Krishna, they have no existence. That is why with Krishna, somewhere they are different, somewhere non-different. The Shastra has described like this Veda Ved, Prakash. To attain Krishna, pure devotional service, what Mahaprabhu has spoken about, especially that Ragatna Bhakti, a sadhak should perform. And the result of this sadhana is Krishna Prem. And that is Sakya Dasya Vatsalya Madhur. Madhura is the highest of all these moods in the split succession of Mahaprabhu. All those, their aim of their life is this Radhabhava. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, has given, described, has given this teaching in brief. Damodar Maharaj, translation.
So, okay.
One Maharaj is coming. He is honoring him, calling him near himself. Maharaj is calling him nearby with a flower smeared in sandalwood paste. Now he is putting the sandalwood paste by the flower on the foreheads of his devotee and his helper. Now Gurudev is garlanding. Gurudev garlanded him and his helper. Gurudev garlanded. He's our, I think, Panda, the priest for Vrindavan Parikram. Gurudev is offering them some gifts. He is made to sit on the stage beside Gurudev. Gurudev offering them some gifts, dhoti, some other gifts, some money, a bag full of money Gurudev is giving. He is Vrindavan's, our Panda. From Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his ancestors have been helping our Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Parikram. We have to have darshan. We consider him to be our Purohit, our priest. That is why we honor him. We are honoring him. Until our parampara disposition will remain, we will honor them. With folded hands, both of them honoring each other. Exchanging a few words. Now he is asking Damodar Maharaj. Your health is okay? Gurudev is asking. He says yes. Both of them taking leave from Gurudev. Damodar Maharaj beginning to translate.
Including Vihava, Ramkas, Devan, Sangam, Tavam. And Swami Gopi Gopadas, and the way we go to the forest like Bhagavan, Vaikadam, which is the main place that I've raised in Kudas, and Chandrasura. Therefore, we have heard from the defeated about the leader of the Sri Mother's appearance and the instructions which he gave. So, yet, it's a belief. Therefore, we have heard from different speakers about the reason of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example of how to achieve it. Mahaprabhu inspired the hearts of devotees like Sri Rupa Goswami, who gave the process of the attainment of the Varahatmik Bhakti in his books like Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Ujjwala Vilamani. There are three main verses which completely encapsulate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arabi Bhagavan, Rajesh, Hanayu, Adama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kuchi, Upasana, Bhattakuri, Bhagavan, Yakapati, Srila Bhagavatam, Puranamalam, Tremon Puranto Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matandam, Tata, Rona Paraha. That means, Arabi Bhagavan, we worship Bhagavan. Which Bhagavan? But Ajaya Chaitanya, that Krishna who is the son of Sri Nanda Baba. Therefore, that Krishna, that Varana, that Varakanta, he is our Aradya Dev, or our worshipful deity. Sadhama Vrindavanam, as he is worshipful, then Sri Vrindavan is also worshipful. Of all types of service to Krishna, which is the topmost, Ramya Puchi, Upasana, Rajamudi, Bhagavad Yatra, the worship of the gopis of Rajamanda is the topmost. And what is the evidence for this? Srimad Bhagavatam has established the bona fide of Harikir Bhav. Whose opinion it is? This is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We do not accept any other opinion. The second verse describing the process is written by Sri Rupa Goswami. Tadnama Rupa Charatari Sukhitanamos Vidyokramena Vasana Manasina Yojan Tistan Vajayatanangari Jananagami Kalamayatakilamati Upadesha Salam. The essence of all the instructions of Mahaprabhu is this. Tadnama Rupa Charatari Sukhitanamos. One should love each other, the names, forms, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna and Smith Yoga. And one should remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting the name very loudly. One should stand by Jayadamarani. One should reside in Rajamandal. If one is not so fortunate to reside in Vrindavan, then wherever one may be situated, one should always think that I am residing there by mind. Tadanugami Jananugami. And one should stay under the Anugatya, or the guidance of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, one should follow the path of the associates in whose mood one desires to perform service to Sri Krishna. Iti Upadesha Saram is the essence of all advice and instructions. These first two are given the description of Krishna according to rasa vichara, or conception of Krishna according to the knowledge which are achieved in these service. But the third verse, compiled by Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda, describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings according to tattva vichara, or by view of the statements of the scriptures. The root of all evidence is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has given the complete description of Krishna's tattva, describing his name, form, qualities, and pastimes. There the Bhagavatam has boldly declared, Sri Krishna alone is the original form of the Supreme Lord. He is Paratattva. And other incarnations like Ram, Nasridev, Matsya, Ura, Matsya, Varaha, Vishnu, Udavayan, are nothing else but his incarnations, Lila avatars, or expansions. That Sri Krishna himself is Sarva Shaktiman. He is possessed of unlimited potencies. Amongst those potencies, three are main: the internal potency, the Tatastha Shakti, the marginal potency from which the jivas emanate, and lastly, Maya Shakti. These are the energies of Sri Krishna, and he is the possessor of them. Veda Ved Prakasham, Sakalamapi, Sadhanam Sudhavartim. There are two types of jivas that emanate from the Tatastha Shakti. Some are there henceforth bound by the material energy Maya, and others are liberated. Those who are bound can achieve liberation by Sadhanam Sudhavartim, by the performance of Sudhavarti. Amongst them, some are eternal residents of the spiritual world. According to the various types of Sela, which they want to perform, they achieve their respective destinations of Vaikuntha, Ramlok, Mathura, or Brajamandal. Thus, some jivas are captured by Maya, some are liberated. But whether the jiva or Maya, without Sri Krishna, they have no separate existence. Therefore, Maya is also one of the energies of the Lord. Therefore, all the energies of Krishna are Veda, Veda, Prakasham. The jiva and Maya and Yantra Shakti are simultaneously no different from Krishna, while at the same time maintaining difference. That is, Krishna is simultaneously one with and different from his variegated energies. What is the practice? Rag Bhakti. That Rag Bhakti is our sadhan, or our practice. And our goal, or our sadhya, is nothing else but prema. That
version of Vrindavan. The trees are fully laden with flowers and fruits. The creepers are embracing the trees, and there are so many bees surrounding all the trees. The rivers are full of cool, pure water. Krishna, when he sees all this, he becomes so satisfied and joyful. And he said to Baladev, Prithvi, the earth is beautiful as it is. Ram and other incarnations came here by the touch of their hands or feet, this earth experienced. That is why you are very fortunate, the Prithvi, earth. But he is speaking about Baladevji, not about himself. Actually, this is correct for Krishna. But to honor his elder brother, he is speaking about his glories using Baladev as medium. Oh, your touch of your lotus feet, Prithvi, has become fortunate. Very, very fortunate, supremely fortunate. And today, this grass is the horripilation on its body, hair standing on end. By the touch of both of your lotus feet, the trees, the creepers, by the touch of your hands, all these, and the rivers, birds, they are gazing at you, wanting your mercy, and the creepers embracing the trees. Lakshmiji is also hankering for all this. If she would achieve, she would be considered herself fortunate. Now, in detail, it is described by Sri Sadhana Goswami in his own commentary. In ordinary manner, Braj Bhumi, Vrindavan, and Braj, the Brajvasis, the animals, cows, calves, peacocks, etc., are described in a general, ordinary way. And describing their glories, now Bhagavan, what is his speciality? He is describing. This is whatever these, what have been used, these are Krishna speaking to Baladev, but actually it is quite appropriate for him. Honoring him, he is speaking these words. In one single shloka, in very brief, he has described the glories, fortune of all the Brajavasis, everybody. Krishna is in Pagan stage. He is grazing the cows in Vrindavan without any shoes, umbrella. Grazing the cows. There is not a single place in Braj Vrindavan in 84 coasts where he has not wandered with his cows and cowherd boys and the gopis where he has not performed some pastime. Vrindavan, Braj, there is not a single tree, Kadam tree, the Vat tree, Banyan tree, or the Peepal tree, where Krishna has not performed or with pastimes with gopis or sakhas. All, everywhere, all places, the dust of the lotus feet is present, and we are achieving all this so easily. Describing the glories of Vrindavan, he is speaking. If he says that because of me, this earth, Prithvi, is so fortunate, this is matter of great shame. So, he is using Baladev as medium, he began to say, dhanya, fortunate, etc. Dharti Prithvi is from times immemorial. Right from the beginning of creation, it is there, present. And your very astonishing opulences. And Ram, other incarnations, they wander all around on the earth. The Prithvi did get the touch of the Buddha's feet as Varaha. He even went right in the depth of the ocean and brought this earth on its tusks. and Bhagwan, one Shesh Roop. The serpent incarnation is holding this planet on its foot. But although it is so fortunate, Krishna today is most fortunate, very specially fortunate. By speaking this word, dhanya, fortunate, means today it is full of symptoms of bhakti. This is now and now. Whoever will come in this braj, if he stays one night also, then he will get bhakti. This is the glory of Vrindavan. Why? Because dharma, what means dharma? Only bhakti is one dharma, religion. All other duties or religions are just in for namesake. They are temporary. That is why in Vrindavan, coming to Vrindavan, this land will give prema bhakti. He is saying further, the trees of this prithvi, grass, they are fortunate, not the trees creepers of heavenly, only the trees creepers of trees creepers, plants, the animals, birds, everybody is fortunate, not about heavenly planets. It's not so for the heavenly planets, because he took birth in Mathura, and in Nand, now he grazed the cows. The tree has got the touch of his lotus feet. That is why it is feeling ecstatic. From its eyes, tears are flowing. But not in the incarnations of Raghunath, Sri Ramchandra's incarnation, he went from Ayodhya walking to the forest, to Chitrakoot and other places. Then he went to Dandakaranya. Then Kishkindha, other places he went. Then he went to the banks of the ocean. And when he is coming from back, then he came by Pushpapiman. He went so far, so distance, but that time Earth was not so fortunate. It couldn't achieve so much fortune. In Vrindavan, he is pointing out to these trees, he is pointing towards the trees, these creepers, these birds, animals. We must understand that he is speaking about all the living entities of Braj. The trees, creepers, animals, etc. of Vrindavan, they are fortunate, not of heavenly planets or other places. That is why the touch of your Sri Charan, the trees, creepers, etc. have become most fortunate. The fruit flowers, when he is collecting fruits and flowers, Krishna and Baladev, they are collecting some flowers. And through these flowers, they decorate themselves. Isaka, Satis, they decorate Krishna and Baladev. While they are plucking the leaves, with their lotus hands, Baladev and Krishna touch them, give them their touch. And Yamuna, the river, they take bath in this river. In Mansarovar, Manasi Ganga, in Yamuna, and in other ponds and lakes, he takes bath. He drinks the water from all these places. He feeds the cows all these waters. And the peacocks, etc. They have become most fortunate by your mercy. Although, because of your supreme mercy, it is... you are glancing mercifully at all these, and they are feeling ecstatic, rivers, etc. But you have special mercy towards the rivers, because he takes bath in them, he drinks that water at the top of the mountains, he climbs, and he takes bath, rests in the ponds, and he performs so many pastimes in Vikunjas. In the caves also he rests, and so many pastimes he performs. It's not possible on all, any other incarnation. Ram did not do such activities. That's why Krishna, the Prithvi earth is fortunate today. Among the rivers, most fortunate is river Yamuna. And in Haridas, the servants of Hari, Giriraj Govardhan, he is the topmost. The rivers and mountains, etc. The other names have been taken, but Giriraj, in relation to Giriraj and Yamuna. Daya, the mercy, this word used here, he has taken on, a peacock has given an ordinary peacock feather, but he takes this and he decorates his head with that, with his turban with that, and touches the peacock with his lotus hands. And with the wonderful sweet flute sound, he invites everybody near him. Although his touch of his lotus feet, the trees, creepers, rivers, mountains, etc., they are fortunate, but still the wonderful lotus marks of his soles, the mountains are so hard, they cannot put his marks of his feet, of his soles on these stones, etc. But he can put all these marks of his soles on the prithvi, on the earth. That's why the earth is most fortunate. And thereafter, he is performed, it is described here, that how wonderful pastimes he is performing. He is not describing it very openly, but here it is only described the gopis, how they are fortunate. He is not describing other pastimes. What happens in Rasa Leela? Krishna embraces them with his arms, and he dances with them, as if the gopis shouldn't leave him. With this mood, he embraces them tightly. Lakshmiji is not able to attain all these. Ramchandraji, in his pastimes, he never embraced Sita Devi like this. She did not attain this fortune. These gopis, he is mentioning the special fortune of the gopis in Vrindavan. The gopis, the Vrindavan is most fortunate because of presence of these gopis. Lakshmiji is also greedy for attaining these moods, emotions and entrance into these pastimes, but she is not able to attain this. That's why the touch of your lotus feet, this prithvi, has become most fortunate. Translation, Damodar Maharaj.
Therefore, the earth is most fortunate.
And what was it when he defeated Ravana, he came back to the other bride,
airplanes, a lot of airplanes. Then if you go to sports refining chemistry drone, which is even more fortunate by it, become made by the oxygen of secretion. Because Christian Bowman has personally cast all the screen and flower-bearing husband and mother, with their own hands around pots of flowers, and are decorating their presence and the sake. And the sake and the friends of Christian Bowman are also decorating them with those bearing flowers. They were all the trees that have been personally touched by the hands of Balaram and Krishna. They are personally buried in the Yamuna and other places like Manasi Ganga, Kusumshara. Therefore, how fortunate it is, Brother Mandal. Not only that, Krishna Balaram drinks the water, the very beloved. And their associates, like the cow boys, also take that water. Therefore, Balaram Krishna is saying, therefore, Balaram, by your wonderful land, which is supremely affectionate and powerful. All the rivers, mountains, animals, birds, peacocks, humans, all their lives have become successful. Because in all these rivers, in the group of flower bunches, in the cave, in the field, on the mountains, or the forest, Krishna and Balaram have performed unlimited rivers and activities with their associates, going. Therefore, they are the fortune. And amongst all the rivers of the world, Yamuna is the most fortunate. Of all the mountains, Sira, Nala, and Kusum. Therefore, your natural glance is very merciful, or benevolent. How kind is Krishna? He is wearing a feather of a peacock, which is a holy bird on his head. And this kind of foodstuff of Krishna, that peacock offered his flower, he is very Krishna. And Krishna touched the neck of that ordinary bird. And Krishna called the bird by his footprint. Therefore, all the animals everywhere have been personally touched by the hand of Krishna. Therefore, the earth is even more fortunate than places like mountains, because mountains are very hard. The earth directly gets the touch of the bare naked to Krishna. Therefore, all the residents of Prajnamandala are fortunate. And amongst all of them, the copies are the most fortunate. Why? Because they, my understanding of the Sunday that they are because the Krishna constantly embraces the death of the Gopi. That good fortune of not giving you to Lakshmi. That time Krishna is making the Gopi. Oh, Gopi, please do not leave. They will really just bring out this fortune because of the presence of the Gopi. These Gopis are even more glorious than the Lakshmi said.
I told that Ramchandra ji, he went walking where he went to Chitrakoot, then from there he proceeded to Kishkindha, then he went to the banks of the sea, the shores of the sea. But Prithvi was not so fortunate then. Why? One, he was sent to exile in the forest, and to forest he went not happily, and also he went to Chitrakoot, he went, met his brother, it was, father has left for the heavenly abode, so in that Karan, Siddhaji Devi was kidnapped by Raman. Now he is only crying, Ha Sita, all around he is wandering. He is so sad in all these happenings. And if he is not happy, then how come the Prithvi will become happy by the touch of his souls? That is why that time she was not so fortunate. And Krishna, what is he doing? Right from his childhood, playing flute, carefree happiness, grazing the cows, with the gopis, he's performing rasa dance. Wonderful, beautiful pastimes he's performing with a lot of joy. He's wandering there. That's why the Prithvi is so fortunate, so blissful today. Tomorrow, in the morning, we will have Harikatha. Just like every day, Kirtan will be there, Pravachan will be there. And after that, you will all proceed towards Govardhan. Give all your luggage on the bus. Prasad will be here in the morning. taking your prasad. Around 8:39, you should immediately leave for Bhavlavan. Then further, you will reach other pastime places. Now the Maharaj wants to transfer Guru Sahib. I spoke already. Okay, anyway. Translation. Wherever you are staying, all of you should bring your luggage at the time of pravachan. Immediately after pravachan, we will have a breakfast and leave immediately. Hare Krishna.
Mattress and some quilts.
What is the reason of Mahaprabhu's incarnation? When he came as Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Baladev, or who is Baladev? He is searching everywhere. Where is my Nithai? Where is my Kanhai? Where is my Kanhai? So he is singing the Kirtan about these moods.
Yeah.